thank you for spending another midweek moment with the Wisconsin Property Taxpayers. I'm Paul Roseski. Today is Wednesday, the 28th of August, 2024. On today's date in history, Martin Luther King delivered the I Have a Dream speech. Took the opportunity to reread it, and it is simply exceptional. I highly recommend it as a time capsule and a reminder of where we were, where we're at, how far we've come, and we still have work left to do. Unfortunately, that starts us off with a high bar, and it's all downhill from here. Let's cut to the chase and jump into some news together. Let's start off a little differently this week. I have been waiting until the end of the past few episodes to pull something from my You Can't Make This Stuff Up file. This week, let's start there. Let's go to this headline. The smell of cooking food is actually air pollution, study finds. Not making that one up. Researchers from the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, NOAA, better known as NOAA, who must have gotten bored with providing the satellite weather maps for every app and website on Earth, have released their findings from a multi-year study of what they'll call, quote, underappreciated sources, unquote, of urban air pollution. They focused on three cities, Los Angeles, Las Vegas, and Lost Boulder, Colorado, where they measured human-caused volatile organic compounds, VOCs, that are related to cooking. So, first off, what are VOCs? To oversimplify it, they're the things you smell. Organic compounds that cause smells in everything from plants and perfumes and liquids. Everything from soaps to skunks to Skittles to sunflowers. But they can also be toxic to humans when they're in things like paints and cleaners and varnishes and gasoline and all that kind of stuff. Well, the underappreciated source of VOCs that NOAA wants to warn us about is cooking. Researchers found that in Las Vegas, which has one of the highest densities of restaurants in the United States, it has persistent air quality issues, especially along the strip, and the total mass of VOCs present in their outdoor air from, quote, cooking activities, NOAA estimated, generally ranged from 10 to 30% of the overall VOCs in the atmosphere. What this means for air quality management remains to be seen. But having the data is the first step, according to the study's lead author, Matt Coggan. Hopefully I pronounced that correctly. Quote, it's crucial to have the full picture of emissions and sources to help policymakers understand the effectiveness of their decisions, unquote. And there you have it. Cooking food is a threat, and policymakers should consider doing something about this. Well, unfortunately, not cooking food is also a threat. So, I mean, seriously, let's just take a deep breath in spite of the VOCs that are in every breath that you take. And yes, we need to make sure we're being responsible, but not everything is a threat. Mans, I'll tell you. All right, this is too much fun. Let's see here. What else do I have in the file? Oh yeah, here, let me do this one. From the You Can't Make This Up stuff, this stuff up file. This ought to make you proud. It's from our esteemed Journal Sentinel right here in Wisconsin. The headline, what is corn sweat and how is it making the Midwest's heat wave this week worse? All right, well, let's start off with the fact that corn doesn't sweat. But I'm guessing that a scientist that was as bored as the folks from NOAA filled their time by coming up with a new name for old information. Once again, to oversimplify it, corn sweat is evaporation, water that evaporates from and around corn. A lot of us with ties to Wisconsin know that, and actually the rest of us probably aren't surprised to learn this if they didn't already know it, it takes a lot of water for corn to grow. Great example. We had a ton of rain this spring and early summer, and the corn was darn near full grown, way past knee high by 4th of July. It was as tall as a full grown person. Adult, I should say. Well, if it takes more in, it will have more that evaporates out, and that will be thousands of gallons per acre of corn between watering and growing, which can change the dew point by a few degrees depending on other conditions. The article used the most dense growing area in the Corn Belt of Iowa, and I assume if a bunch of other conditions line up nicely, it can make the dew point go up as much as 5 to 10%. It's really tiring because of the nature of information these days. Things are implied, and news stories make revelations about how things are negative. But heck, there are trade-offs. I did some other research, and that same acre of corn, according to the Nebraska Corn Board, can remove about 8 tons of CO2 from the air each growing season. There's a trade-off, and maybe it's pretty big. Maybe it's worth it to take tons of CO2 out of the atmosphere and have a food source and be able to till some of it back in the ground to trap more carbon and fertilize for the future. Then again, maybe it's not, but either way, and once again, I'll say it. I mean, seriously, let's just take a deep breath in spite of the humidity, and yes, we need to make sure we are being responsible, but not everything is a threat. And finally, this news headline is one that I'll grab from a different file. This one is from the Captain Obvious file. It's about the Milwaukee public school system. And yeah, I didn't need to read the article to be reminded over the past year about residents angry about a referendum and financial reporting that wasn't done and dollars that were overstated and federal and state funding that's been withheld and struggling results and declining enrollment. And from all that, we get a headline that reads, quote, "Finding a qualified Milwaukee public school superintendent could be difficult." Don't need anything to add to that understatement. And finally, I will leave you with a quote of timeless wisdom. Please remember this. In the spirit of the You Can't Make This Up file that is filled with what we're focusing on as a society, instead of things like our national debt and economy and tax burden and the unnecessary levels of inflation our government caused for us, and with the likelihood of more political attack ads on the horizon that will distract us even more, I leave you with these words from Douglas MacArthur. Quote, "I am concerned for the security of our great nation, not so much from any threat from without, but because of the insidious forces working from within," unquote. Have a great second half of your week, and as always, thanks for listening. Wisconsin Property Taxpayers Inc. is a nonpartisan membership organization consisting of thousands of small business, farm, and homeowner members in every summer-loving, humid corner of the state. Founded in 1985, the organization is committed to providing its members with up-to-date information, legislative advocacy, and exclusive cost-saving benefits. Find out how to join at wptonline.org/join.